Hey, what's up? It's Marcus Williams, and I'm joined by Chris Martin, a professional photographer from Bragg Creek, who spends a lot of time in the Bow Valley, and he's responsible for taking those pictures of that wolf pack who took down that cow elk on the overpass that went a little bit viral online this week. So, Chris, what happened?
You know, it was definitely luck in the sense of being in the right place at the right time. I was actually turning off the Trans-Canada and looked right, like back towards the Banff town site, just to check for traffic, and I saw an elk up on the top of the rail overpass there, and I thought, oh, that's a bit unusual, and so I pulled off to the side, the shoulder of the road, and just looked. Now, from that angle, looking up like that, I could only see from the shoulders up on the elk, but watching it for a couple seconds, it went one way and then took a few steps, then backtracked and did that like three times. Thought, well, that's pretty unusual because I'd expected that it was transiting across. So I could see a little bit atypical, and I grabbed my camera and kind of as I pulled the camera up and was looking through the big lens, bam, this wolf's head comes into view and clamps onto the elk's neck. I believe that pack has five, but during the action, of course, I'm paying attention to a bunch of things but not doing a count of the wolves. And when I look back at my photos, I only see four in any of my photos, so probably there were five there, but I only can certify that there were four. But yeah, so from that point, at that point you could tell that the elk was crippled. It looked like they had gone after the back of the legs, the backside, as well as on the neck. And she, I think, had some open wounds and stuff. The writing was on the wall, if you will, but it was right. Incredible to watch.
And you can totally see the team effort that the pack had.
The one that you can see in the photos that was the male that going after the neck, he did most of those attacks, those lunges, but then they alternate back and forth who attacked and then first, and then that would draw the elk's attention, and then the other ones would dive in kind of opportunistically and really inflict some damage. So, you know, very brutal, very vicious, but I felt like it was very reflective of a true scene.
Wow, that sounds like an incredible thing to witness. I shared Chris's photos on our Facebook page so you can see them there. Chris, thanks very much for your time.
All right, take care.